Chazal call the month of Tishrei Yerach HaYisanim, and of course this is a month that has Rosh Hashanah at the beginning, Yom Kippur, then Sukkot. What is the essential theme of the month? So let's begin with the Shmon Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Kedusha Sayom, Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu, Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo b'chvodecha. The subject, the theme, is the Malchus of Hashem, and we're asking Hashem be the Melech al kol ha'aretz. And hofa b'hadar ge'onu zecha al kol yoshvei sevel artzecha ve'yida kol pu'ul ki ato pe'alto. V'yavin kol yitzur ki ato yitzar tov, v'yomar kol asher neshama bapo, Hashem Elokei Yisrael melech, u'malchuso bakol mashol. And this is, of course, the glorious eschatological vision of what's going to be at the end of days when all the peoples of the earth will acknowledge one God, the God of Yisrael. He's the melech. The Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Litzato, comments that on Rosh Hashanah, the Adnus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omeid Kaviyochel Bebchinas Melech al kol Ha'olam, that somehow on Rosh Hashanah, in a mystical, metaphysical sense, the Rosh Hashanah itself is the expression, what comes to the fore, is Hashem's Bechina of Melech al Ha'olam, which of course is the whole year round, but on Rosh Hashanah it reaches an intense expression, Al Kain, and that's why at that moment of Rosh Hashanah, Hashar Re'uyel Ispal Lefanov, it's the right moment to pray to Hashem, She'igala Malchuso Legamri Ba'olam, that His Malchus should be a reality accepted by all the peoples of the world. This will bring about the perfection of the world when the world and all its inhabitants will accept the Malchus of Hashem. And that's the nusach of this bracha, the essence of this bracha, this tefillah, is to ask Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, when it's a Shah Ruilakach, to create and manifest His Malchus, to create the situation that will lead to the entire world declaring and acknowledging His Malchus. And the Ramchal continues, V'chein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu v'sharm yalozu v'chassidim barina yagilu. This is all a reference, a prayer for the destruction of Amalek from the world. Because with regard to Amalek and its existence, Hashem takes a shvuah, Ein Hashem v'kisei shalem ad sheyimcheh, the shlemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is contingent upon the destruction of Amalek, and that's what we mean when we say ki tavir memshelas zadon min ha'aretz. That memshelas zadon is a clear reference to Amalek. The Tur in Siman Tovkuf Pe'alv speaks about the simcha of Rosh Hashanah. He writes that in preparation for Rosh Hashanah, Rochatzin and Mistaprim, and he quotes the Medrash of Rav Simon, Mi Goy Gadol, and the Medrash quotes Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua, Eza Uma Ke Uma Zu, look at this nation, Sheodas Ofya Shal Elokeha, the nation of Israel is well aware of the nature of God, that He is the Manig, and also that He controls the world, He judges the world, and therefore, al pi minhagu shalom, a person who has a din, he's very obviously overwhelmed by anxiety over the upcoming judgment in front of the court. Lo veshchorim misatif shchorim megalos kano, eino chotech tziparnov. He's not interested. He doesn't have. He cannot even compose himself to dress beautifully, to dress properly, to enhance his appearance, his beauty by shaving, by cutting his hair, his nails. Any day it's Eich Din Dino Yetze. He doesn't know what's going to happen in the judgment. He may be found guilty and condemned. Aval Yisra, but look at this Ummah, this nation, this one nation. Einon Kain, Lovshim Levanim, they wear their finest clothes. Misatim Levanim, Megalchim Zkonim, Mechatchim Tziparneim, Ochlim Veshosim, Usmechim Rosh Hashanah. Their experience, their observance of Rosh Hashanah is as a day of Yontif, like any other Yontif, with Simcha. And why is this so? Lefisha Yodim, they have absolute trust and reliance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yasel Hemnes, that God will initiate a miracle, and they will be Zocha B'din. And therefore, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, says the Torah, our custom is to take a haircut, to wash our clothes, and Laharbos Monos. It's unbelievable. On Rosh Hashanah, we have many beautiful courses of food that we serve. Umikan Shuva La Mis'anim Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, we're not excited about those who fast on Rosh Hashanah. Not only that, he quotes a minig that already Erev Rosh Hashanah, when we're beginning a state of Simcha, and therefore in Ashkenaz, there was no Nefilas Apayim, no Duchen, no Tachanun on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And this is the presentation of the tour. Now, from this element of Malchus that begins with Rosh Hashanah and continues through the Aser Yimei Tshuva to Yom HaKippurim, we arrive at Sukkos. And the Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph in Masechta Sukkah tells us about something very fascinating, a dimension of the mitzvah of this day of Sukkos, specifically the mitzvah of Lulav, that we don't pay attention to. The Gemara begins by quoting Rabbi Yossi as far as something called Shiori Mitzvah, which are, in a sense, secondary parts to the mitzvah, and their power, even though they're secondary, is so great that ma'akvin es haperonios, they're able to protect us against evil decrees and suffering. And he brings a proof from Tnufa. Tnufa, in when they wave the karbanos, is shiori mitzvahi. It's not the main thrust of bringing a karbon and haktara and so forth. It's only the outer periphery, so to speak, of the mitzvah. But nevertheless, look at the power of tnufa when you shake and wave the karbon in different directions, up and down. Otzeres ruchos v'talolim roim has the power to protect us against those evil winds, talon roim. And Rava says, v'chein belulav. Just as we do tnufa in the Migdash with the karbanos, so too we do tnufa with the lulav. It's what we call nanuim. And nanuim has a certain inherent mystical power to it. Ravacha bar Yaakov, mamtile umaisile amadin gera b'yene de sitna. That the satan, who is coming to be Makatre to castigate the Jewish people and try to condemn them, let's shoot an arrow in his eye, in the eye of the Satan. And the Gemara says that's not what we should do. We don't want a face-to-face direct confrontation with the Satan. But let's stick to, as Rava had said before, the Lulav, and through the Nanuim, its power against the Satan. Just as we have in Shiori Mitzvah in the case of Tnufa, Otzeres Ruchos Utlam Royim, so too we have the same power in Lulav when we do the Nanuim, the Tnufa of the Lulav. And we'd like to study a few lines from a Sefer, which is written by the disciple of Rav Mordechai Bennett. Rav Mordechai Bennett, you may recall, lived some 2+ centuries. He wrote the Magen Avos. He wrote many, many different brilliant svarim. And one of his Talmidim darshins and gives us Likhei Musar, quoting this Gemara in Sukkah. He asks the question, Yesh Ladas, Lama Dafka, his Gara Imo B'mitzvah Zu. If we're saying that we're not about be Mizgara, we can't, confront the Satan, then why do we have the ability to do so in the case of Lulav? Lulav was also like almost a face-to-face confrontation through the Nanuim against the Satan, and yet we're not shying away from that, we're not inhibited about that. And perhaps the answer lies, not explicitly, but by implication in Tosus. Tosin Sukkah and Daflamid Zayin Amid Beis focuses on the Shita of Beis Hillel, as far as when exactly you make the Nanuim in Hallel. You would think that we would kick off the Nanuim simultaneous with the beginning of a Perek. Hallel is made up, is comprised of many different Prakim in Tehillim. Says Tosus Afal Pi She'ein Ona Hashem Oshia Notchilas HaPerek, we start our Nanuim when we recite the Pasuk Ona Hashem Oshia Not, even though it's not the beginning of a Perek, it's not the end of a Perek, but Menanim Mishum Dechsiv, based on a Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. And here I have for you the Psukim in Divrei Hayomim. Yiram Ayomim Lo Yalots Hasod V'Chol Asher Bo. This is what we recite daily in the Hodu prayer before Shacharis, the beginning of Shacharis. And it speaks about the entire universe glorifying God. Oz Yiranenu Atzei Hayar. And there's a beautiful song of praise coming from the trees of the forest. Milifnei Hashem, in front of God. Kiva Lishpot Es Haaretz. We'll get back to that Kiva Lishpot Es Haaretz in a minute, but first, Hodul Hashem Ki Tov Ki Li'olam Chasdo. So this is the Pasuk that indicates Nanuim. Nanuim is going to be attributed, or the Asmachtas to this Pasuk, Oz Yiranu Atzei Hayar Milifnei Hashem Ki Bo Lishpot Es Haaretz Uksiv Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Li'olam Chasdo. So the Atzei Hayar take the lead, so to speak. They are Oz Yiranu, they are singing the praises of God, and then we follow suit in the Pasuk that comes right after Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Li'olam Chasdo. And that becomes the apex of Hallel, and that's the moment of Nanuim. Now, in the very next pasuk, in Divrei Hayomim, in the chapter that we're talking about, it says, "V'imru Hoshienu Elokei Yishenu," and then it says, "V'kabtzenu v'atzilenu min hagoyim lahodus l'shem kodshecha l'shtabech b'silasecha." We're talking about the judgment of God against the nations of the world, and Hoshienu Hashem, and it's all geared towards Elokei Yishenu Hatzilenu Min HaGoyim. If you save us, God, from the Goyim, then we'll be able to continue to praise you. Hoshienu Elokei Yishenu. Hainu Yiranenu Shemenanim Esalulav Umeshabchim Bahodu Ba'ona Hashem Oshia Na. So the interesting thing that I want to point out here is that based on the sugya of Nanuim in Sukkah Lamiches plus the Tosus and looking into the source for Nanuim, the Chazal in Nanuim attached themselves to this pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. We're talking about Kiva Lishpot Es Haaretz. And in the context of this Mishpot of Haaretz, the judgment against the peoples of the earth, it's Vatzileinu Min HaGoyim. You get the impression that in this judgment, there's a specific focus, and that's perhaps the primary focus, on saving Klal Yisrael from the goyim, from the enemies that had tried to attack us. And we'd like to explore that a little bit further, looking again at this Sefer Drushim V'Likhei Musar. He writes, Lo biru lefi divrayim emta hakro ki bo lishpot. Tosus doesn't spell out why. Tosus refers to the Oz Yeradenu at the beginning of the Pasuk, the Hodu Lashem Ki Tov afterwards, but he skips the words Ki Bo Lishpot Haaretz, which seem to be out of place. They're sandwiched here in the middle. What's this business about Ki Bo Lishpot Haaretz? The subject, the theme here is not Mishpat, it's not God's judgment of the earth. Why is it here? And again, as we said, perhaps the pasuk afterwards of Hatzileinu min hagoyim, that indicates something about this judgment. Now, in order to appreciate this, we want to look at the Netziv. As you know, the Netziv wrote a super commentary on the Torah called the Hamak Dover, but he also added, in some cases, very extensive footnotes in the Harchev Dover. We're going to look in Parshas Emor, and I don't know if within the time allotted to us we can go through the entire Netziv. It's a very, very long and intricate presentation. The background is the kasha that the Netziv asked and all of the Farshim asked, that what we find in the mitzvah of shofar is zichron trua. In Musaf, in the parasha of Musafim in Pinchas, it says yom trua. And then Netziv explains that there are two judgments, there are two dinim that are being judged on Rosh Hashanah. One is each individual, and that means every human being on the face of the earth is judged for life, for support, pardosa, and mizonos. This is something that includes all the nations of the world. Kol boi olam over in Lefanav kivnei maron. Every human being is judged in that sense. But then, the judgment on a different level is in this battle between the officers, sarei umos ha'olam of the nations of the world, and Klal Yisrael. And he refers here to his pirush on Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Achremos, in Perek Tezayin, is a little bit earlier than what we're looking at here in Parshas Emor. And there, the Pasuk, and the way the Ramban especially interprets the Pasuk, elaborates on the special relationship and love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. In any event, there's some sort of a judgment going on high between the Sarei Umos Olam and Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he wants to rest his glory on Klal Yisrael. And the people of Israel in turn, on Mamlech, they coronate the king during the Tfilos of Malchus, Zichronos and Shofros. And this is the way we defeat the power of judgment on the Klal, on Israel as a communal whole. Some years we do it more successfully, some years less successfully. And as the Rambam describes it in Hilchas Tshuva, the purpose of the shofar, philosophically, is to arouse, to wake us up to do tshuva, ur yishena mishnaschem. That, says the Netziv, is only relevant to the first dimension of din, the din on each individual unto himself, has nothing to do with the milchama between Klal Yisrael and the Sarei Umos Ha'olam. He says, Aval la esek ha'klal im Sarei Umos Ha'olam, la zeh ha'ikru tfilas malchis zichronos v'shofros. So whereas the shofar itself addresses the yachid and arousing him to do tshuva because he is being judged as an individual, the prayers that we recite of Tfilas Malchus Zichron Shofros, those are directed towards and they're almost a weapon, if you will, in our hands to succeed in our battle against the Sariumas Olam. He, the Netziv, calls them Clay Zion. These are the weapons of Klal Yisrael. And he quotes a bracha, a Gadot in Brachas, to prove this, so that we have the shofar as a mitzvah on the yachid, but we also integrate shofar into the tefilas musaf shel tzibur, and that's because shofar is also related to this communal judgment that's going on between Knesset Yisrael and the Umos HaOlam. And if we fast forward to the second paragraph, he writes that Malchusa derekia kemalchusa da'ara, that there's something in heaven that is a mirror image of what goes down here on earth. Derech ha'melchama b'yom bo ha'melech lamachne, when the king comes to the camp to review the troops, is even though he's coming at a time of war and battle, it's a difficult time period, nevertheless, in honor of his visit, everyone is happy, and everyone declares him the king. And tomorrow, it's all milchama. No time for this. So, if we look at the first day of Rosh Hashanah, says the Netziv, even though that begins the actual milchama that we have with the Sariya Umas Olam, nevertheless, Klal Yisrael declare Hashem as Melech, and that's what it means, Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar. That shofar, which is tiku b'loshen tkiya, is a shofar shel simcha, because it's a remez, as the Torah says, Parshas Baaloscha b'yom simchaschem v'odechem v'shech v'shechem u'sakatem. And he quotes a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Hey, that it says in the Pasuk, v'shech v'shechem chaser, the vav is left out, uksiv uber roshe, Eza Chodesh Yeshlo Shnei Roshim, there's one month of the year that has two heads to it, and that's the month of Tishrei, which is the Rosh Lashana. And it says Utkatem, and Tkatem means that B'chol Mokom Zichron Shuah Yehine Belev, that even though Utkatem is a Maisa Shebeguf, when we blow the shofar, we hear the shofar, but nevertheless, the kiyum is zichron true, and that's in the lev. That's an emotional state of being. Hizir Ezra Sofer Ichlu Mashmanim Ushsum Mamtak Kodesh Hayom Ladonenu Ki Chedvas Hashem Imoschem. Hashem, through his Nevi'im, warns the people of Israel that this day is sanctified, and it's a day of chedva, of happiness, of joy. And therefore, Ichlu Mashmanim Ushsum Mamtakim. And that's all on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Yom Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah Afal Gav Shehu Midas Torah Shebichsav Linog Bechol Eretz Yisrael Shnei Yomim Misafek. Even though the second day of Rosh Hashanah is a rabbinic institution, and you might think that therefore that is a secondary kedusha, he says no. Afagav shehu midas Torah linog b'chol eretz yisrael shnei yomim mikomakom eino safek b'rosh chodesh sharei yom kippurim eino ela yom echad v'nimne miyom harishon. So obviously the calendar date of Rosh Hashanah is the first day. The calendar date of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And that's the Gemara in Erevin about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa ha'ovel lefnei atev Rosh Hashanah omer chalitzenu es yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh. And then he adds im hayom olamachar. He doesn't mention Rosh Hashanah. And that's because Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas. The first day and the second day form a Yom HaRichto, Mashenkin Rosh Chodesh. And basically, in the Midbar, everybody knew exactly when the Kviyas HaChodesh was, and therefore there's no minhag on Rosh Hashanah more than one day. That's why it's called Zichron Shrua. The Ikro Hoya HaTkia. The main thing is the Tkia, and through the Tkia, a Zichron Shrua. Aval Parshas Musaf Shemidbar V'yosem Be'er Tzol Noagim V'chol Medina Shnei Yomim. In the Midbar, they got the mitzvahs of Karbanos, and they received also a day of shofar blowing, is also repeated there in Parshas Pinchas. And on the second day, it's a Yom Trua Mamish, like they're going out to battle. So here we're seeing a difference between the second day of Rosh Hashanah back in the day and the second day of Rosh Hashanah today. Our second day of Rosh Hashanah is not Mishum Safek Rosh Chodesh. We know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. But rather, this is a day that has Kedusha Achas with the first day. And what we want to get right now out of the Netziv is to derive the conclusion that the Day of Judgment is interconnected with, in a very profound way, with judgment as far as Klal Yisrael against the Umos HaOlam, who are through their Sarim trying to defeat Klal Yisrael. Now, what is the nature of this Milchama? Is lo nisbar b'divrei ha-netziv tochen inyan milchama zu shel sarei umos ha'olam im Yisrael. The Netziv doesn't spell out exactly what's the nature of this battle between the officers of the nations of the world and Israel. V'loshan ha-netziv ish HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba lishkon kavod b'Yisrael. When the kavod, the glory of Hashem, is meant to settle and dwell in Israel amongst the Israelites, then the Sarei Umos HaOlam come forward Levatel Uliakev Dovarzeh. The representatives, the delegates and officers of the Umos HaOlam cannot tolerate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to come and rest His glory on Israel. They want to be Ma'akev this. And somehow they are going to be makatreg against Klal Yisrael and claim that Klal Yisrael is not on that level. They don't deserve that special Shechinas Kavod Hashem B'Yisrael. So this is what the Umos HaOlam, out of what would seem could be interpreted as jealousy against Israel, they are coming to castigate and to condemn Israel. And we'll see something similar in the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah. On the Pasuk in Tehillim, Nomos b'yamincha netzach, Om Rabbi Oven, Moshal l'shnayim shenichnesu etzal adayin. He gives a long moshal here in a scenario of two people that are coming for litigation in front of the judge. And after the judgment has been handed down, we sort of sitting on the outside, the observers, the spectators on the outside of the courtroom, we don't know which of the two litigants was successful and won the case. And therefore, we wait and see which one of these two litigants will wave the flag of victory. Kach, in the name shall Yisrov, Umos HaOlam, Boim, and Makatrigin, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Umos HaOlam come to condemn the Jewish people. They are the Makatrigim, which is, you know, that's the prosecutor and in front of the Almighty God on the day of Rosh Hashanah, on the day of judgment. And we don't know really who succeeds. Lesanan Yadin Man Nitzeach, according to the Medrash, how are we going to know who won in this battle in front of the Ribono Shalom, Elav Amesh, Yisrael Yotzim, Tzim, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Beluveim, Vesrogem, Biyodom. Dafka, when they bring out the Dalet Minim, then on Yodim we know the Yisrael Inu Nutzchaya, they, the people of Israel, succeeded and were victorious. Lefichav Moshe Mazel, Yisrael Vermelem, Ulekachtem Lachem, Bayom HaRishon. This is a clear-cut indication that there's a direct and definite connection between Rosh Hashanah and the days of Din, and Sukkot, the days of Lulav and Esrog. But we're only talking, and again, going back to the perspective of the Netziv, from the dimension, not of the individual judgment, but of the judgment of Klal Yisrael in this battle against the Umos HaOlam who are being Mekatreg and are trying to condemn the Jewish people, to that angst and to that kitrug and that unknown as far as who won in the din, for that we direct ourselves to the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog on Sukkah. So Lulav and Esrog and Sukkah become now connected to the Mishpat. And then if we go back to the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, and the Pasuk connects what according to Chazal is Nanduim Oz Yiranu Atzei Ayar to Kibon Lishpot Es Aretz. And then we can sing Hodu Hashem Kitov, because we're waving the Lulav Oz Yiranu, and that's an expression of gratitude to Hashem that we've won the battle against the Sari Umas HaOlam, that battle that took place during the Yemei Adin at the very beginning of Chodesh Tishrei. And at this point, in order to appreciate why we are so secure, and perhaps the tour, when he speaks about our simcha, he's talking about a simcha on the klal, not so much on the yachid. The yachid really doesn't know, but there's a promise based on the love of klal Yisrael to the klal that we will be successful in the din, in that mishpat, when the Umas HaOlam are trying so hard to undermine us and to condemn us. Now, the special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, which as we saw comes to the fore on Sukkot, has a connection, believe it or not, to the parasha of the Dor HaFlaga. Let's begin with the Pasuk in HaZinu, which we read last Shabbos. I don't mean this past Shabbos, but the Shabbos before. This past Shabbos, there was no regular Kriyas HaTorah because of Yom Kippur, but Banchel Elyon Goyim, Bafrido Bnei Adam, this is an allusion to the generation of Bnei Noach that created this tower, this Migdal Bavel, and at the end, Hafrido Bnei Adam, God spreads them throughout the world, and that's how the 70 nations, the 70 languages came into being. In fact, if you look in Targum Yonason, in this Pasuk of Yatzev Gvulos Hamim L'Mispar Bnei Yisrael, he refers back to the parasha of the Dor HaFlaga. He says, "Bedora de Palgusa, Kuzimna, Dma Pitzisa im Shuvin Malache." He speaks about the 70 nations and the 7 Malachim, Ravrave. These are major angelic personalities, and they are the representatives of the 70 nations, the 70 languages. We'll read Belineda the rest of the Targum Yonason in just a minute. First, I wanted to jump ahead of myself to the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer and Perkov Dalin. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kara Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Shivim Malachim Asovim Kisei Kvodo. God singles out the 70 angelic malachim that surround the Kisei HaKavod. Yomalem Bo Unevalbel Es Lashonam. So in the wake of the chait of the Dor HaFlaga, the malachim are told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're going to go down and we're going to mix up the languages of the people here, and it's going to create 70 different languages that are going to merge. Uminayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yorad. And we have to ask a question of Reb Shimon, how does he know that Hashem, together with Malachim, goes down to confuse the languages? And the answer is, based on a different pasuk, Shenemar Hova Nerda. Erda Ein Ksiv El Nerda, which means that Hashem is addressing the angels, let's go down. Uminayin Shehipil Gorolos Beineim Shenemar Banchel El Yon Goyim Yatsev Gvulos Amim Luspar Bnei Yisrael. In other words, the lottery is taken and Hashem is going to decide which of these nations will He choose for a close relationship. Nafal Gorolo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Avram V'Al Zaro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gorol fell on Avram and his descendants, Shenemar, quoting our pasuk here in Parshas Hazinu, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo. Hashem gets a chelek, he gets his nation, which is the nation of Israel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chevel v'Gorol Zesh Nofal Lairotza Nafshi. Hashem wants to dispel any misunderstandings. It's not that he was forced by virtue of the Gorol to accept and choose the Jewish people for his partner. No. Even before the Gorol, way before the Gorol, is Rotza Nafshi. Hashem says, I had a tremendous desire. Shenemar, Pasuk in Tehillim, Chavolim Noftlu Li Bana'imim. And that pasuk is a reference to the love of Hashem, the beautiful relationship between God and the people of Israel. V'yored HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shivim ha-malochim ha-sovim kisei ha-kovid u'bilvelu es l'shonam l'shivim goyim l'shivim l'shon kol echa v'yechad goy u'ksovo l'shono. Each one of these 70 groups, 70 nations, have their own writing, their own script, their own language. Umino Malach al kol Uma v'Um. Hashem appoints a special angel on each one of these 70 nations. But Yisrael Nafal Bechelko. In the case of Klal Yisrael, that nation fell into the Gorol, the Chelik of Hashem, the Chevlo. Val Zen Amaki Chelik Hashem Amo. So we have here in the statements of Chazal, in terms of the if we start with the Medrash that in the battle between the Sari Umas Olam and Klal Yisrael, we succeed, we persevere, we take out the lulav and shake it as a flag, a victory flag. And in terms of the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, referring and connecting the chait of the Dor HaFloga with the choice of Klal Yisrael as Chelek Hashem Amo. As far as the nations of the world is concerned, God is going to split them into 70 groups. They each speak a different language. They don't understand each other. They're spread and dispersed throughout the earth. These are the 70 nations of the world. We call it today the United Nations, but I don't think they're so united. And that's Bafrido Bnei Adam. These nations, each respectively, individually, is given a malach, and the malachim of the nations, each one respectively again, will be a delegate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to that nation. And again, with this Gorol, and where the nations would be situated, etc., etc., HaKadosh Baruch Hu won in his Gorol, Klal Yisrael. And that's the Lashon Kodesh that Klal Yisrael inherited, as opposed to the bilbul of 70 Lashonas for the nations of the world. Every nation of the world gets its appointed Malach up in heaven as a delegate from Hashem to create whatever it has to create in the nation that it is in charge of and supervises. But Yisrael, in the case of Klal Yisrael, Hashem Himself takes the people of Israel as his Ki Chelek Hashem Amo, and there's not going to be a Malach on this Ummah, but rather direct relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Now I have here in front of me a printout of the Chochma Shlomo, that's the Marshal, in his commentary on Or Chaim, Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, on the statement of the tour that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch of Mechavsim Mestapim Be'erev Rosh Hashanah. The Chochma Shlomo quotes the Taz, and he says that in the Yifei Mara, which is a commentary on the Yerushalmi, he asks a kasha, Mashamur Chazal, Vifnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omer Mahalo Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is Heishiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Shesifrei Chayim Vesifrei Mesim Psuchim Lefon of Yisrael Omer Shira? And it would seem that there's no Simcha at all on Rosh Hashanah. And here the Torah already codified the law that it's Roy L'smoach, and with Botchim we have reliance on Hashem, Shizako Sanu. And the Marshal suggests that, and he quotes what he himself wrote in his youth, that when it says in the Medrash that Yisrael, the Umos Olam Nichnasim Umakatrigim Rosh Hashanah, Ein on a Yod Minitzeach, and we only know who wins the battle between the Makatrigim of the nations of the world and Klal Yisrael, will only know this Mimashi Yisrael Yotzim V'lulavim V'yodam, that itself becomes the Hochacha, the proof, the demonstration that Yisrael was victorious over the nations of the world. And the Marshal says that what is the Kitrug of the nations of the world which they're trying to defeat the Jewish nation? And Mi Yipol Bechelko Yisparach. In other words, just that, like the beginning of creation, where there was a Goral taken, and Yisrael fell to the Chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too Yaakov Chevel Nachloso. So the inheritance of Yaakov and his children of the land of Israel is the result of this Goral, where Klal Yisrael fell as the chelik of Kaviyocha L'Ribono Shel Olam. And on every year, says the Marshal, on Rosh Hashanah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world as a Goral, the Umas Olam get together, they come in, and they want to castigate against the Jewish people and condemn the people of Israel. Shishlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael, let it. They're begging God to cast off his relationship with Klal Yisrael, Yivchar Bahem, and take them instead. And they will become the chosen nation. So we have two judgments, says the Marshal, on Rosh Hashanah. This is centuries before the Netziv. Echad Hanogea Beino Lo Yisparach. Mikol Echad V'Echad, each individual is Yichai for this sin. And then, in addition to that, we have, wait a minute, he says the Din Hasheni is Bein Olam L'Mokom, with regard to the Din Rishon, it's not necessarily a question of the lottery and which nation will fall to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather we are completely reliant that certainly Hashem will be Mezaka us, Bidin, find us guiltless in this judgment. Aval al adin hasheni shebein adam lemakom yesh panim lekan lekan yesh zochim v'yesh chasom lehepech. So although we have this reliance in terms of Klal Yisro, we don't have this reliance in terms of the Yachid. He says that if a person inherits or invests and makes a real killing, and he becomes a very wealthy person, he should know that what comes along with that wealth is Ogmas Nefesh, a lot of anguish, a lot of nervous tension. So that this Ogmas Nefesh is Ka'ayin Yia Veloyasa Roshem Kenegid Ahon Vasimcha Chadosha Abolo. This Agmas Nefesh doesn't register in comparison to the tremendous impact of the new Simcha that came to him. fine. Ach ze im nischari shlo simcha chadasha. Aval imu asher gadol mizman rav, as im zizdam lo igmas nafimis nefesh, yitztar mamish kishar adam. Da tainug mi kovid, shekvar hurgal po adam, ze eno poel levatel atzar. Now, I wanted to point out that in Parshas Emor, where we have the mashal of the Dalminim as at the culmination of the din between the Umas HaOlam and Klal Yisrael, who's going to win, and we go out with our Dalminim. So, just looking again at the Drushim Velekach, he writes. I think he's saying it's a symbol in his hand that Anu Nitzachnim, we won, we were successful, we were victorious in this battle. And that's the Mizmar of David HaMelech of Kiancha Hashem B'yom Tzara. That's referring to Rosh Hashanah. And we're in the Tzara of the Mekatreg. But Hashem will help us, Mirtz Hashem, by sending His Ezra, His divine help. And then on Yom HaKippurim, Yizkar Kol Min Chosecha Korbanos, we go through each one of the Korbanos of Yom HaKippurim in great detail. And then Acherkach Besukos Neranano Bishua Secha Biarba Minim. Then the Pasuk tells us that on Sukkos we should be overjoyed and sincere and honest about our praise to Hashem. B'Shem Elokeinu. And once we mention the name of Hashem, Sukkos Neranano Bishua Secha Arba Minim, is b'shem Hashem nidgol ki kol mitzvah hi shem avaya. Not exactly sure why each mitzvah represents the shem avaya. B'ze poshet aposuk oz yiranu atzeyor is elu b'dalad minim v'lama mishum ki bol lishpot b'rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim, which is Yom Yud Beis. Lama mishum ki bol lishpot b'rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim marim bozeh she'anu notzchim. There was this judgment that took place on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and now we have to demonstrate that we were the victorious side in this debate, and therefore we need a minion. Here we refer to Acha bar Yaakov that we had made reference to earlier in the Shia from Daf Lamed Zainam at Beis. His Gara Imo, he would literally confront the Yetzirah in a frontal confrontation to defeat the Yetzirah. And what did he use as his weapon? He took the Dalet Minim and he recited Dein Gira Biene de Satna. This is the arrow that's going through the eye of the Satan. That he, the Satan himself, is aware of the fact that we are being successful and victorious against him. And the Netziv again, this time in Achri Mos, speaks about the fact that Yom HaKippurim is the Yom Milchama Yisrael, and the Milchama against the Sari Umas HaOlam is not the individual, the Yochid of Yisrael, but rather the Klal. And Ulekachtem Lachem is Ne'imos B'Mincha Netzach Mitzvos L'Kichas L'Ku Bal Ulamed Shenitzachnu HaMelchama V'alo Ein Adam Yodea Dino El HaMelchama Hu Im Klal Kiyum Ha'uma Shu Neged Teva Habriya. The Ein Mazel Yisroak Bashkochas Hashem Shebaal Pi Atorah Vavodah Vigibus Chasod Mekaimon Val Zeh Hema Sorei Umasol Medainin Shroim Li Abdom O Lachnisam Bechlal Umos HaOlam. So that this mitzvah of Lekichas Lulav is symbolic of our success, our victory over the nations of the world. And then again, this Melchama is with Klal Yisrael, it's not against individual Jews. And the nation of Israel, miraculously, against all odds and statistics of history, is able to still survive and be alive. And that's because Tashkoches Hashem, that if we dedicate ourselves to Torah, Avodah, and Gvilus Chasodim, Hashem will be sure to guarantee that we continue to live. And this is the Ein Mazel B'Yisrael. All this is with regard to the second dimension of Din, namely the Malchama between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knesset Yisrael and the Umas Ol. That's why it's so important that the Paitan on Yom HaKippurim sings the Ki Onu Amecha Piyut, Onu Avadecha, Onu Nachlasecha. And what it means is that we are your beloved Hashem. That relationship could be described either as a relationship between a parent and a child, a relationship between an Evan and his Adon, the relationship between the owner of the orchard or the vineyard and the vineyard. Anu Rayasecha v'anu Dodenu, Anu Amecha Atoma Anu Malkenu, Anu Mamirecha v'ato Mamirenu. This is the result of the success, the victory of Klal Yisrael in the Din, in which they're battling against the Umas Ha'olam, they're trying to condemn them. And Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz in his Yaris Tvash says that regarding this day, this is the second capital in Tilim, Lama Rogshu Goyim, is a reference, an allusion to the Sarim of the various nations, these Malachim that represent the nations of the world. Uli umim yegu rik yisyatzvu malchei eretz. It means that these Sarim that we spoke about today, the delegates and the officers, hey Malachim li umas haaretz, they are in fact the angels for each of the nations of the world, respectively, on this earth. Vehema rogzim sherozei olam lahem niglu hayosam sarim visovim lekisei Hashem. And these sarei olam, meaning the sarim that represent the various nations of the world, at one point in time, they are niglu. The secrets of the universe, meaning of God and his power in the universe, will be revealed. And these sarim that are sovim kisei hakavod, they go back to the original creation. They were created by Hashem. And it says, Yachar al Hashem v'al Mashicho. And that Meshicho is a reference to Klal Yisrael, then the Meshuchim, Me Hashem B'Shem in Mishchas Kodesh. And then the end of the Pasuk says, V'al Hashem. And that reminds us of a Pasuk, L'Siatzev Al Hashem. The entire purpose of this Kitrug, of the prosecution of the nations of the world against Israel, is based on one Yisod, namely that, how can you love the people of Israel when they violated your bris? V'bitlu akesha amitz asher karas itanu. They have actively and knowingly broken up that special relation between the Malach and Knesset Yisrael. And the reason for this, so do the condemning prosecutors say, that lo alachnu b'torah, they farnu briso. That bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu entered into with Avraham Avinu, they, the Jewish nation, violated that bris. And then they'll have other kitrugim about other things that went on. And as a result of all this, the connection to Klal Yisrael becomes weaker. And we can only be mitaking this by dedicating ourselves to tshuva, to recreate that connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And actually, this connection between the Dor HaFlog and that episode back in Noach and this parasha in Azinu of Chelek Hashem Amo is pointed out by the Rikanti in Noach. On the Pasuk Me'ilu Nifridu Iyei HaGoyim, he says that this Pasuk alludes to the fact that the Dor HaFloga, each nation was given its chelek in the earth, and a sar, some sort of malach, up in Shamayim for each of the 70 nations, which are like 70 branches of a great tree. And these shivim sarim, these 70, you know, delegate or representatives, governors, if you will, of the various nations, they surround the Kisei HaKavod. They are called in Shir Hashirim HaShomrim HaSovvim Ba'ir. And through them, all the gzeros from up on top come down into the earth and are implemented in this earth. And each one of the nations has its representative who is its defense attorney, so to speak, Malitzim, Kol Echad Al Umoso. And Klal Yisrael remain the Chelek Hashem from the Umo. Shenemar ki Chelek Hashem Amo. And here he quotes, even though this is a commentary on Noach, he quotes the Pasuk here in Azinu, Ki Yaakov Bachar Lo, Ka, other Pesukim, Uksiv Chelki Hashem, Omra Nafshi, Ha'om Bachar Lo Nachal Lo. Again, these are Pesukim all the Tanakh that indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the people of Israel to be his Chelek, his people. And then, as far as the areas or the locations geographically on the face of the globe, is from all the countries, there's Eretz Yisrael, Ein Aleha Sar. Just like we, the people of Israel, are Chelek Hashem without the Sarim, so too Eretz Yisrael has no Sar that oversees or is the intermediary over the land of Israel. The land of Israel is judged and supervised directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shimcha Nikra Al Ircha V'Al Amecha. And this is the remez in the Pasuk, Ki B'yomav Niflaga Ha'aretz, that the land was, the landmass of the earth, the globe was split into 70 areas and 70 malachim that were appointed to be over these respective 70. And if you take a look at the Rikanti in Azinu, on the Pasuk on Chel Elyon Goyim, he says that Asher Chelek Hashem, Chilek Hashem Elkecha Osam L'chol Ha'amim, God had divvied up the land amongst the 70 nations. Ki b'dor afloga nechlika haratzus b'chol uma v'uma, and each nation was given an appointed malach lishmar tafkido shehufkar olav. But Eretz Yisrael is the exception. Lo hufkar olav sar. And amongst the nations of the world, there's no malach that separates as an intermediary God with the people of Israel. Ki chelek Hashem amo. And here he makes reference to the Targum Yonasan that we mentioned earlier. And basically, what we see here is a phenomenal, amazing relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. The Ramban in Parshas Achrimos, in the context of the punishment for Arayas, Vatitome Ha'aretz, will be vomited from the land of Israel as a result of Arayos. And he goes on to explain that although Arayos is a Chovas HaGuf, it's not a Mitzvah Tuliya Ba'aretz, it's not a Chovas Karka, nevertheless, at the end of the day, since it says Banchel Elyon Goyim Bafridu Bnei Adam Yatsev Gvulos Amim Ki Chelek Hashem Amo, etc., Hashem created all the nations, and he has delegates and sarim, malachim, up in the Elyonim for these tachtonim, for each one of the 70 nations. Each nation gets its poor piece of land, its portion of land, and they are determined by their kochav, umazel. These are the malachim that we mentioned before. However, with regard to Klal Yisrael, Chelek Hashem, Amo, this is a direct relationship. Forget about the mazolos in Shamayim. Hashem is the Melech directly, supervised directly over Knesset Yisrael. He goes on to quote Pesukim from Tanakh to speak about the Tsar of Yavon and the Tsar of Paras. And he goes through the names of these various Tsarim and what those names mean. But nevertheless, even though the Tsarim have some delegated power, but Hashem HaNichbad Ulakeel Kim Vadoni Adonim L'chol HaOlam, God is the sovereign ruler of the entire universe. Now, Eretz Yisrael, he says, right in the middle of the Yishuv of the globe, that's Nachas Hashem, that's dedicated and singled out for God, no Malachim, no Ktzin, no Shoter, no Moshel will have any sort of role in supervising Eretz Yisrael, but rather, Hanchilo, Soliamam, Yuchad Shmo, Zeraoavov, V'isam li Skulim, Kol Amim, V'isam li La'am, V'nochi El Kim. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified this nation that lives and dwells in the sanctified land, and Arayos is not to be tolerated because of this close relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, as a natural sequence, it's going to be Saki Eschem Ha'aretz if Chas V'Shalom we violate Arayos. And this is Havdolas Klal Yisrael Min Ha'umos Mikol Ha'amim. Again, Asher Nosar Aleihem, in regard to the other nations, Sarim, Elohim Acherim, different kinds of angels. B'seis Lanu Asar Shiyeh U'sparach Lanu Elokim V'niyam Yuchadim Lishmo. But not so in the... Now, we've gone very far here. We started with the fact that that there's a judgment between the Saria Umos and Klal Yisrael, and the Saria Umos are jealous of us, and they try to prosecute us and convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he might as well find them, you know, soaps with them for the Klal Yisrael, drop Klal Yisrael. And all this leads up to the reliance that we have on Hashem, that we as a nation, as a community, will succeed, and despite the Melchama, we will turn out victorious. And that's going to be symbolized by the Lulav and the Esrog when we go out, Ulakachtam Lachem, like the victorious litigant goes out with a flag to demonstrate that he was, that the law was tipped in his favor, the judgment. So too Klal Yisrael go out with the Dalid meaning. So we see the direct connection between the Oz Yiranu Atzei Yar and Kivol Lishpot Es Haaretz. And it's a fascinating question here about inviting Goyim into the Sukkah. The Sukkah represents that special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. So in the Tshuva, the Rivos Ephraim, which you'll find Chelek Aleph Simon Tov Nun Zion, he writes that it's a good horah that also lahachnis akum basukah. He even goes as far as to say that during certain periods of time when it's raining or whatever, and they cover the sukkah with a shlak, and it doesn't have a shame sukkah at that point, are you allowed to let goyim come in there? Especially you want to maybe, it would be appropriate to have them clean up the mess if it's really coming down. And he wants to suggest, even then, it's also to invite the goyim, because there's still Kedusha Sukkah to the Tfaniya Sukkah. And this Psak, again, the Rivus of Rayim is a contemporary, but he quotes it in the name of the Sifsei Kohenim Ala Torim Pashas Emor. And there, the Sifsei Kohenim writes, Lo Yikones, Lo Yachnis Litocha Ovde Giluim Hasuki Tzela Dememnusa. There's a certain dedication of the people of Israel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the represented by the Sukkah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Klal Yisrael. But the Ovei Kochom don't have this Tzela Dememnusa, and if they enter into the Sukkah, then the Kedusha runs away from them. It's like an allergic response. And there are 70 tzaddikim that are makal them klolos nimratzos. In the Sifsei Kohenim, in the Sifsei Kohen and Emor, I'm not clear as to why the tzaddikim are makal in these klolos nimratzos. I'll read to you his language. He says, "Im kisha enom nosnim lem chelkom shehu chelik aniyim kalim osom klolos." It's not clear to me exactly what's going on here. Kolshkin in Bakusi, who befratchu ovid ovis galilim, who kelkano, the kamene odim chashuvim, she yoshvim itzel asukavim chutzmimena. Very difficult language. I always find the Sifsekon very, very challenging. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but the bottom line is that we don't want to invite idol worshippers in the sukkah. Now, if you take a look in the Shmos Rabbah, on the pasuk Hine Anochi Sholeach Malach, which is in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel, the Ksiv Ani Amarti Elokim Atem Ubnei Elyon Kulchem Kshaomdu Yisrael B'Sinai Kiblus HaTorah Makosh Baruch Lemalach HaMoves Al kol ovdei kochavim yesh lecha reshus v'al umazu ein lecha reshus behem shehem chelki. Again, invoking the pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, banchel elyon goyim, and ki chelik Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachloso, that Hashem says that you, the malachim of us, you don't have any control of my nation, they're my chelik, and I have direct control and monopolize that control. Lo ratzisem, el chibaltem asichem v'amartem le'egel eile elhecha Yisrael. Lekach. So this close relationship of chelik Hashem Amo now is broken, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to send a malach, which is typical of the intermediary between Hashem and the nations of the world. Is ma ovdei kochav mishtam shebisarim af atem kein shenemar hinei anochi sholech malach v'chein atomotzi shehera kodesh baruch hu liyakov sorei kol malchus u'malchus shenem v'ichlom v'inei sula mutzav arzo herolo kama umos v'kama ifrachim v'kama shiltonim omdu b'chol malchus u'malchus u'kishem sheherolo osam omdim Kacherlo osam noflim. So these civilizations ascend in their power and leadership, and then they go down, they descend. Olim malach elkim olim v'yordim bo. Omel HaKadosh Baruch Hu alei af ata. Hashem tells Yaakov to climb the ladder himself. Omelo Yaakov responds, Misyori ani mafreid shema eret, k'shem sheyordu eilu. Just like the nations of the world go down, I'll also end up going down. Omelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu al tisyore, k'shem she'eni yored migdulasi, kach lo atav lo barechi yordu migdulasim, shenem v'hine Hashem nitzav olav, emosai, b'shoshem osim ritzoni, u'b'shosh amartim, u'b'shosh amartim, eile luhei, Elohecha Yisrael v'avadetem v'azavtem osi v'alachtem b'darchei ovdei kochav ma'avodkom b'sorim afatem b'sorim. So when the Jewish people are following in the footsteps of the Ribono Shel Olam and fulfilling God's will, then they are directly controlled and supervised by Hashem without any intermediaries, any sorim, any malachim. But if they break away from Hashem and they say Elohecha Yisrael, then they are going in the ways of the Ovdei Kochav and they're worshipping idols, and Hashem will not directly supervise them. There'll be an intermediary. And Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Zayin, one of the things that he was mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shetishre Shechina Al Yisrael, and God granted that gift. Halo b'lechtcha imanu. And then Moshe Rabbeinu requested that shelo tishre shechina al ovdei kochavim, and Hashem granted that wish as well. Now the nephew of the Gaon, the Avodas HaGershuni on Shir Shirim, tells us why the sukkah is a mitzvah on the 15th of the month of Tishrei, when l'chora, you would say, there's a tema here, this is Sukkos HaShavtim Pnei Yisrael Botziyosam Mitzrayim, that would be in Nisan, the famous Kasha, why does Hashem tell us to celebrate in Sukkah on the 15th of Tishrei? And he quotes the Gaon of Vilna, his uncle, that the reason for the mitzvah of Sukkah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chazar v'nisratzel lishkom b'toch B'nai Yisrael, to reestablish that close relationship that was lost after the Chet Ha'egel, v'lo limsar osam l'malach, that they should no longer be given over to the control of any delegate, of any malach, any intermediary. Hine anochi sholech malachi malach lefanecha, but rather the Shechina would be continuously amongst them, and they would be able to sit in the tzel of the Shechina. When did the Shechina begin to come back to Klal Yisrael? That was on the 15th of Tishrei. Why? Because Yom HaKippurim was the day in which Moshe came down from the Har to notify the people of Israel that Hashem commanded them to build a Mishkan, and V'shachanti B'socham V'lo Yosser Mihem Li'olam HaShochin Itam B'tok Tumasam. So on the very next day after Yom HaKippurim, that's on Yud Aleph, Hashem commanded through Moshe Rabbeinu that the people should bring their contributions, and on Yom Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, for 2 days they brought their nedavos, Tichsiv Vehem Eviwa Elav Nedavos Baboker Baboker, for 2 days. And that gives us Yud Gimel. And then, after these 2 days of Baboker Baboker on Yud Dalid, there was a cruise, there was a achraza that went out to stop bringing more contributions, and then on the 15th of Tishrei they began to build the Mishkan, and the Shechina would return to the people of Israel. Therefore Hashem commanded us to celebrate Chag HaSukkos on the 15th of the 7th month, and we were zochet to sit tachas kanfei Shechina in the Mishkan. And that's what it means in Emor when we say Yisrael. This is the Anani HaKovid, that Chazra Shechina al Yisrael. That's what David HaMelech said, V'inom Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu U'masi Adeinu Kanelim. That's the Maisa Mishkan. And Aleinu, it says in the Pasuk, Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Pirush, that we will be the Mokum of Hashechina. And that's the Yosheb Yisrael Yubitzel Shadda Yislonon. And this is the day of Sukkot, and that's why we sit in Sukkah on the 15th of Tishrei. Once again, from the approach of the Vilna Gaon to why the 15th of Tishrei is the appropriate time for Sukkah and the Anani Yaakov, we see again this idea that during these days of judgment, in which the Umas HaOlam and their Sarim are condemning Klal Yisrael, which means that we will be like the nations of the world, and there will no longer be the special direct supervision of a Klal Yisrael, but rather be through a Malach, an intermediary, like the nations of the world. Our celebration of Sukkot is know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu replaced and returned the Anani HaKov to Klal Yisrael to indicate that the Shechina is there, directly connected without any intermediary of a Malach. So these days of judgment, starting with Rosh Hashanah, culminate on Sukkot with that simcha, first of all, the lulav, as we saw before, in Chazal, the flag in which we wave victory over the Umas HaOlam, the Sariya Umos, and now the Yeshiva B'Sukkah, which is the Hekef of Anani HaKovid, which means, again, we'll have Chelek Hashem Amo, the direct relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. All this, again, in the background of the Ramban and his Pirush HaNachrimos. And we'd like to add one last point, and that is that in the parash of Moados, there is an extra word in the pasuk regarding the 7th month. It says, "B'chodesh Hashvi, b'yachod lachodesh yelachem Shabbos and Zichron Trua Mikrokodesh." And then it says, with regard to Chag HaSukkos, "Daber bnei Yisrael emor b'chamisha sar yom lachodesh Hashvi hazeh." The extra hazeh here puts a certain emphasis on this 7th month of of the year, meaning the month of Tishrei, which is Chag Sukkos Shivas Yomim Lashem. So that the word Hazeh, which at the surface of it looks like a superfluous word, is coming to teach us the special nature of the month of Tishrei, and it's famous in the name of Rabban Kotler, the Rosh Yeshiva, the founding Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood Yeshiva, Beis Medrash Gavoa, that the Hazeh is teaching us that the avoda of an individual during this month of Tishrei is an entire Seder in which you go up and up from one Madrega to another Madrega. You reach the level of Avodas Yom HaKippurim after the Avoda Rosh Hashanah, and then going up another Madrega, we reach the level of Simcha of Chag HaSukkos following the Avoda of Yom HaKippurim. And to arrive and achieve this level of Simcha Gdol in Avodas Hashem, we have to go through this entire Seder, because the Simcha of Chag HaSukkos is part of the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, part of the Seder. It's the culmination of the Seder of the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We started with being Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, the Kabbal Sol Malchus Shamayim, which takes us, of course, to the culmination of Yom HaKippurim, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and now we reach Chag HaSukkos. The Malchus of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Mitzad Yira, Yiras HaRomus, of course, and on Sukkos we have a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim Mitzad Ava, out of a sense of Simcha, out of a sense of love, and of a sense that we were chosen by Hashem with a direct relationship, without any intermediaries. These are the dinim of Nanuim that the Gemara equates with Tnufa and Molech Umevi. Tnufa means he carries it up, he carries it down, he points it in all the four directions, Malu Morid, and it's Lamish Hashamayim V'Aretz Shalo. So this is also a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, and it's a Kabbalah from Ava. Rosh Hashanah begins the Hamlacha, it continues for 21 days during the month of Tishrei, Shetamlichuni Aleichem, again beginning with Yira, but ultimately culminating on Chag HaSukkos with Ava, until we reach the final Spitz, the pinnacle level of Hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shana Rabba, and this is the Malchus of Ava. So the Seder Avodah, this Yerech Esonim, as Chazal call it, is this chain of Aliyah of going up higher and higher from one Madriga to the other, from Malchus of Yira until finally we reach and achieve Malchus of Ava. Just like in Tshuva, there's Tshuva Mi'Ava, there's Tshuva Mi'Yira, here too there's a Hamlacha, a Malchus of Yira, and finally a Malchus of Ava. And this, in a sense, takes the first 10 days of Tishrei as a unit called the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And we have a second set of Aseres Yemei Tshuva culminating on the 21st day, which is Hoshana Rabbah. And that second set of 10 days of Tshuva that parallels the first day, first set of 10 days, is the level of Tshuva Mi'Ava. And that's perhaps why the Bali Tshuva at the center of the celebration of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and of course the Tzadikim, the Rashi Yeshiva, the Rashi Sanhedrin, they all reach this level of Tshuva Mi'Ava, Ushaftemayim B'Soson, of Simcha. The Simchas of Chag, the Simchas Chag of Sukkos, is not just regular Simcha, that a person is happy for Kaparas Avonos and for Ritzu, but it goes much beyond that, it supersedes that. It's not just, an expression of the Kapara of Yom HaKippurim, but it's also part of this Aliyah, of this Avoda, the Seder Avoda of Chodesh Tishrei, to begin with the Avoda of Yira, and then culminate with the Avodas Hashem B'Simcha B'Ava, the highest level of Tshuva Mi'Ava, the Dveikus Bo Yisparach, the Lavas Hashem Lekecha, Uledovka Bo, Avas Hashem brings us to Dveikus Bo Yisparach. And this is what should sort of, you know, resound in our ears when we get excited on an annual basis. The time of Chedvav Simcha, the time of Hakofis on Simchas Torah. And Zayom Os Hashem Nagilav Nischavo. We don't know what the Simcha is. Chazal say in the name of Rabbi Ovin. Is it Simcha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it Simcha the day itself? And Shlomo comes and explains it in Shir HaShirim. Nagila v'nispecha bach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bach b'shua secha, bach b'torah secha, bach b'yira secha. The Simcha, the true genuine Simcha, the spitz of Simcha, is the Simcha of Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Simcha HaTorah is the Simcha of Dveikus in the Creator. And through the Simcha HaTorah, we become Dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore the Simchas HaTorah, that's the day in which our Kabbalah's Olmach HaShemayim reaches its pinnacle, its apex, with Tshuva Me'ava, and brings us to Dveikus, BaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Torosi, Rotsa, we should only be Zoche, to appreciate Sukkos and experience it in its fullest as the culmination of the Avodah of the Erech HaSanim. It should be an Avodah Me'ava, B'Simcha Gedola, that'll bring us in Yirtzeh Hashem to Dveikus Bo Yisparkein Yiratzon. Amen.